Welcome back in. It is Morning Drive on this Thursday. ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are broadcasting live from Bridgestone Arena. Preds and the Avalanche game one tonight. And joining us on the show right now, as he does every Thursday at 9:30, is the great Hal Gill. Hal, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We are doing excellent. So a couple of games last night, more games tonight. Obviously, the Preds on the ice in just a handful of hours. What is your number one key for game one tonight between the Preds and the Avalanche?
Whoa, that's the number one key. I honestly think it's execution. I think if the Preds can execute, I don't think they should have a problem. We could break it down as much as you want to get into it. There's certain challenges that come with Colorado. McKinnon's big line is the number one challenge, but I think if the Preds execute all the way around the ice, move the puck quickly, move through the neutral zone, get it in, get work their forecheck, I really don't see the Avalanche being a problem for them.
What do you do, like, a bunch of interesting hockey games last night. Did you, as players, when you were going through this process, did you watch the other games during off nights? Were you studying tape? Sort of, what was that process like as a player for you?
I went through different stages, I think. I think for a long time, I would try to avoid it, and then I got into it, and then I found it was too much to watch hockey. You know, I did like a 5-year cycle, maybe a 7-year cycle, where it was, stay away from it. Then I started watching it. I got into it. I got into what was going on, and then I felt like it was a distraction. And then my last few years, I really just focused on what I was doing and not overcomplicating things. And I found that better as time went on. So I think it's different for each guy. I think they're some guys are hockey nerds, and they just want to get into it, and it's the best time of year. Now I'm kind of back into it. I'm back into caring about every game, every face-off. So it's a different feeling for me right now as it was when I was playing.
Now, Hal, I got two questions for you. One, you being a long-time player, now retired, do you still get that feeling that you got when you were playing and it was close to this time, even as a guy that now talks about the sport? And then we talked about a little bit about, you know, breaking your routine. Do you break your routine as a player? I knew as a player for myself, I try not to do anything outside of what I did during the regular season. I understand that things get heightened a little bit and focus to detail is a little bit more. But did you try to change anything while you were playing?
Well, I to answer your first question, yeah, I get excited. I think this is the challenge for me. The fun part about the playoffs is this is where you can make your mark. You know, this is your big chance to prove yourself to your teammates, to yourself, prove what you're all about. So I get excited, and I think this is my first year doing the radio, and I'm getting excited about it again. And the large part due to the fact that I really have enjoyed watching the Preds, and I want these guys to succeed. As far as the second part, the routine is everything, and you said it. You want to, I think, more than superstition or anything, I think it's just routine. You rely on what you've done all year and how you manage your time all season, a game in, game out, and you really want to rely on that. It can be difficult at times. You say, okay, I want to get at least a half an hour nap before a game. And, you know, when you're in the Stanley Cup final, it's hard to close your eyes. You're fired up and you want to go and play right away and you're jacked up. So, it's all managing your emotions and controlling how you do it, but routine is everything, and I think most guys rely on that.
Hal, what's interesting about this from a matchup standpoint, and you kind of, we asked you, hey, what's the number one key, and you're kind of like, well, if they just play their game, they're better than Colorado. But drilling down a little bit further, Lavi will have the decision to make, you know, as far as line matchups goes. Do you like Ellis and Josi against McKinnon's line, or do you like Ekholm and Subban?
You know what? It's going to have to be both of them. I think that's the strength of the Preds, is that they have those two D out there. I think Lavi loves to match up with Johansson and challenge him to play the big minutes against the big line. I'm not sure how that will play out, but I know he's going to get the big four out there against those. Those are the guys that are going to make you pay it. With all due respect to the rest of the team, they have a good team, but they really don't have a great team all the way through. It's McKinnon's line, and I think, to be honest with you, I think they're comfortable with those four. It's just those guys that they want to keep out there. Now, the problem comes with the icings and getting stuck out there. Colorado's going to work as hard as they can to get that big line out against the third pairing of D with Emelin and Irwin. And that's what the challenge for Lavi will be, is to keep that away and get his big four out there against that big line.
Hal, one of the things I tried to talk about this morning was just drawing a comparison between the Preds and Avalanche and how Colorado lost all four in the regular season. And then last night, Philadelphia lost all four to Pittsburgh, and they come out in game one and they get crushed 7-0. Take us into the psychology and mindset of a player that where you have struggled against the team in the regular season, like these two teams have, and then you get floored in game one. Where are you at mentally, and where would Colorado be at if the Predators are able to do something similar like the Penguins did last night?
Yeah, that's a tough hit to take, because you know, don't forget, you have more time than you're used to between games. You have four or five days to get fired up for one game, and you play mind games with yourself, and you say, okay, things are going to change. We're not going to get beat again. Now it's our turn. You say all these things, and then to come out and get whacked hard is, that's a tough pill to swallow. So I think, you know, for the Flyers, I think they're probably going to say, all right, hey, it's just one game. It doesn't matter the score. Let it go. But it still sits. It sits tough. Like, how are we going to beat this team? And I think that's the whole idea. You want to come out and make your presence known, put the heat on them, and I think the Preds need to do that. And that goes down to get their forecheck, get their execution, get all those things add up to impose it. As I love when Laviolette always uses that, impose your will on the other team. And I think that's exactly what you want to do. And like, you know, Avalanche aren't going to back off. They got nothing to lose. They're just going to come hard. So the Preds need to be ready for that. It's not going to be a 7. You can't look at it, hey, we're going to get this 7-0. It's going to be hard to beat this team.
Hal Gill, he'll have the call tonight with Pete Weber here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good stuff as always, Hal, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
You got it. There he is, Hal Gill, joining us, brought to you by Midtown Express Pharmacy. When we come back, on tap tonight, and also I just got word that Chase McCabe has a challenge to issue. We'll find out what that means coming up next on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.